This webcast is a service of SDPB. More information at sd.net.
Transportation will now come to order. Welcome everyone and anyone that's online. Thanks for being here. We are most likely going to have a very short meeting today, and I'll give before we actually, well, I'll get to that in a second. So I'll just remind everyone, everything goes through the chair. If you'd be willing to mute your devices to make sure we have no interruptions, that'd be wonderful. With that said, Madam Secretary, call the roll, please.
Arlett?
Here.
Duffy?
Here.
Garcia?
Here.
Goodwin?
Here.
Jensen?
Here.
Mulder?
Here.
Reeder?
Here.
Rehfeldt?
Here.
Rowe?
Here.
Sharma?
Here.
Weems?
Here.
Vasgard? Here. Randolph?
Here.
Mr. Chair, you have a quorum.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. So before we get started, we'll just give our new I'm elevating you to interns. Pages, a chance to come up, tell us a little bit about yourselves, where you're from, what your plans are after high school, and then your school size. That's my favorite thing to ask, is what your school size is. Class size.
Hello. My name is Sabrina Strand. I am a senior at Mount Vernon High School. After I graduate this May, I will be headed to Black Hill State University for a double major in business and music composition. And then I'm also doing the ROTC and will be joining the Army after I finish college. And then my class size is 25 people, so. But there's only 7 girls. So we're very boy heavy in my class, so thank you.
Hello, my name is William Hanslick. I come from Chamberlain, and my graduating class will be about 41 people. And after high school, I plan to go to the United States Naval Academy and major in aerospace engineering.
All right, well, welcome both of you. All right now. That's no. You guys will have a chance to learn a lot, and I hope you have a great time. And I'm going to say this. I haven't said this in times past. We have a lot of great people on this committee, right? I'm biased. It's my committee, so I think. But with that said, feel free to ask any of us, or if you have any questions or anything like that, everybody would be happy to help you. So anyway, with that said, we have one bill on the agenda. And, I need to do the minutes.
So moved, second.
So I'll take that both, even with the so moved second. So all those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, minutes are approved. I have to say, confess that Amanda actually, I saw the look on her face. I didn't suddenly remember. It was like, okay, I better do it. Okay, so with that said, we have one bill on the agenda. The sponsor has asked me to defer the bill to, you are ready to go. Well, that changes everything. So, with that said, House Bill, you kind of threw me a curveball there. Yep, you threw me a curveball. Yeah, I've got it here. You just threw me a curveball. I was expecting to do something different. House Bill 1226 is what we have today, and it is provide no county transfer jurisdiction of a county highway to a municipality unless the highway meets a minimum pavement condition rating or unless there is a mutual agreement to the county and municipality. Representative Cull, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Committee. David Cull, District 2 from Brandon. Hopefully your reference to this being a short meeting isn't in regards to my height, my vertical challenge. Thank you. Okay, so it's still going to be a short meeting. HB 1226, this bill is a result of a conversation with a constituent concerning the change of jurisdiction of roads from counties to municipalities. Without any hearings, HB 1226 has already had some positive impacts, and what that is, it has opened up conversations between the various stakeholders about the issues and concerns of both parties. I've also received input from the Department of Transportation about this topic, and I thank them for their assistance with this. After touching base with many of those stakeholders, both county and municipal officials, I am comfortable with moving to table HB 1226. You know, I thank this esteemed and very good-looking committee for your time, and thank you.
Representative Rayfield. Okay. I have a motion by Representative Rayfield to table House Bill 1226, a second by everybody. I'll give it to Representative Arlent. I don't know if there's any necessary need to discuss it. So, Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Arlent?
Aye.
Duffy?
Aye.
Garcia?
Aye.
Goodwin?
No.
Jensen?
Aye.
Mulder?
Aye.
Reeder?
Aye.
Rayfelt?
Aye.
Rowe?
No.
Shorma?
Aye.
Weems?
Aye.
Vasgard?
Aye.
Randolph?
Aye.
11 ayes, 2 nays.
Okay, with that, that motion carries. Okay, that concludes our business. So for the good of the committee here, let me get back to our bill list. Right now we have 5 bills that are listed. I don't know if there's more coming, but a couple of those are Senate bills. My intention was to take 1226 and 1265 on Thursday and then hold off on the Senate bills, and I was requested to hold off on HCR 608. I guess the committee, I'll ask you guys, because we're getting close to our crossover day and things of that nature. Do you guys want to forego the meeting on Thursday and just come back next Tuesday, have a next meeting, and maybe take up everything that's left, except for HCR? HCR, they asked me to put out till next Thursday, so I'm going to honor that. What? Oh, that's right, yes. So, HCR, you want to do Thursday?
If you want to push it to next Tuesday, that's fine.
Well, I'll honor what it is you asked.
Yes, that's fine. Go Tuesday.
Okay. So, well, we're looking at 4 things on the agenda for Tuesday. If you guys were good with that, we'll forego the meeting on Thursday. And, okay, that's our plan. With that said, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
No.
Okay. Who was what?
Second.
Okay. Everybody's ready to get out of here. Let's go. Motion by Representative Shorma, second by Representative Weems. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you.